This is our securest room, where we keep our most prized treasures. Harlan whistled.
Is that a walk-in safe?
Caldwell nodded. It is. There's just one room beyond there, and that's where the astrolabe was stolen from.
You said the building has an alarm? Shadow asked, already examining the safe door.
It does, plus there's a keypad to this door and that state-of-the-art safe door to which only three of us know the code, and I trust them with my life.
Caldwell folded his arms across his chest,
and yet nothing was set off. We're not even sure of the exact time the theft occurred.
When did you last enter the safe?
Harlan asked, watching Shadow and Gabe prowl the room. Monday evening, when the astrolabe was put back in there after our senior adepts meeting, and then this morning when we discovered the theft.
Shadow extended her fey magic, ignoring their conversation while she tried to detect anything unusual, and felt, rather than saw, Gabe move next to her.
Feel anything?
She ignored him for a moment, passing her hand over the safe door, and then dropped to her hands and knees to examine the carpet. He crouched next to her, and she finally looked at him and said softly, "Wild magic. Shifter magic."
Shifter?
His eyes widened, and he inhaled deeply as if he would smell it too.
I don't sense a thing.
She closed her eyes, feeling for it again. It was subtle, had almost faded completely, but she just about caught it. Definitely. It reminds me of Hunter's magic. She sprang to her feet and turned to Caldwell. You need to open the safe. He broke off from his conversation with Harlan and turned to her, outraged.
I'll do no such thing. That is private.
She shrugged and made as if to walk out.
Then we can't help you. But you said you would.
He drew himself up to his full height and blocked her exit.
We had an agreement.
Her knife was in her hand in seconds, her blade at his throat.
Don't ever block my way.
He swallowed and moved aside, apologizing swiftly.
I'm sorry, we're desperate.
Tempting though it was to slap him for his cheek, she put her knife away. We said if we had something to work on. I need to see inside the safe, to see if what I sense out here will be clearer in there. Caldwell looked at Harlan for guidance. He nodded and said,
They're good. I suggest you trust them.
Clenching his jaw, Caldwell marched across the floor, and shielding the safe, swiftly entered the code before pulling the enormous door wide. He stood back, silently watching Shadow stride past him, Gabe waiting on the threshold. The safe itself was a long, narrow room, lined with shelves that were filled with several old books, rolled scrolls, and locked boxes. It was temperature controlled and therefore cool and dry. Several silver and gold goblets and candlesticks were also there, as well as some more unusual curios that Shadow barely glanced at.
Where was the astrolabe?
Down the far end, Caldwell instructed.
Shadow prowled deeper inside, cursing the thermostat that dispelled interesting smells and clues. But the scent of Shifter was strong in there, especially on the shelf where the astrolabe had been. It was hard to say if it was a wolf shifter, but she definitely scented the magic that indicated a being that could change form. Unfortunately, there were no other clues at all. She strode back out again, addressing Caldwell.
Your thief was a shifter. Have you managed to annoy one lately?
A what?
He said, alarmed. He turned pale, a bead of sweat appearing on his upper lip.
A shifter, a being that changes form.
She studied his discomfort.
Maybe he'd never heard of one.